Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what do you do, Kevin?
American!
Young.
Black angels on the boulevard. Hey,
red top, hey,
red top,
blue top,
white lines. Red top, blue top, white lines. Fish scale, crack kills, who cares? I ain't even supposed to be here. Oh, bell, no mail, white tears, I fell, all alone in my cell. Wasn't even supposed to be here. Red top, blue top, white line, fish scale, crack kills, who cares? I ain't even supposed to be here. No mail, no bell, white tears, I fell, all alone in my cell. Wasn't even supposed to be here. I ain't supposed to be here, I just roll my weed, yeah. Can knock me off my feet, yeah. They make it hard to compete, yeah. Streets don't love, you know they cheat, yeah. Stuck in the trap in the beast, yeah. I don't really wanna be here. Only God can judge me, be fair. I feel like dope wasn't cheap, yeah. Front of the priest at the D's there. Wake up, ain't nothing to eat, yeah. Cold in my eyes, can't see clear. What's on your mind, I need details. I got the wholesale retail. Gingerbread man won't see jail. Wasn't even supposed to be here. Supposed to been quit last year. Half a brick brought me back, yeah. Bitch won't even take me back still. Broke the heart, it know how that feel. Sippin' Henny with that blue pill. Hollow tip for the blue still. Broke the heart, how do you feel?
American!
I ain't even about to be here.
Oh,
black angels on the boulevard.
Red top, blue top, white line.
Black angels on the boulevard.
I ain't even supposed to be here.
Red top, blue top, white lines. Fish scale, crack kills, who cares? I ain't even supposed to be here. No bell, no mail, white tears, I fell, all alone in my cell. Wasn't even supposed to be here. Red top, blue top, white lines. Fish scale, crack kills, who cares? I ain't even supposed to be here.
No mail, no bell, white tears, I fell, all alone in my cell. Wasn't even supposed to be here.
I got the yellow, it was wholesale. At the baking soda, then I propel. Bustin' licks inside my Opel. 40 on me, that's the repel. C-clamps, nigga, big shells. Walk the land like the cartel. But I'm selling like the car fell. Caught a alpha lacquer, then I made bell. Spoke the garden, I got cold shells. Bro was snitching, they had intel. He probably thought I was an XL. Wide receiver like I'm Odell. Hit a passer like it's roadkill. On the corner serving clientele. See white people like the Seinfeld. Wanna know how getting Seinfeld. Still with the still on the block still. Ask about King, no, I ring bells. Businessman like I'm Cardinal. Real rap, nigga, no drill. Henny straight, give me chest hair. Got my daughter and she right here. Call me lacking, it was death near. I ain't even supposed to be here.
American!
I ain't even supposed to be here.
No.
Black angels on the boulevard.
Red top, blue top.
No mail, no bell. White tears, I fell. All alone in my cell. Wasn't even supposed to be here.
Yes. That's Jay's favorite song, right, Jay?
Yeah, that, I love that song. Yeah, I love it. I love everything about it. Yeah. Red
what's
top,
going on, people? What's going on, people? Me and Jay, you know what I mean, out here, hearing y'all stuff and stuff. You know what I mean?
It really, we ain't have nothing to do. So we just said, let's do a show.
Really?
It ain't said we ain't got nothing to do. We got to replace Shavi. He couldn't do a show tonight. So said, why not? I ain't doing nothing. He ain't doing nothing. I'm actually really bored. So we going to talk a little bit. We're going to talk a little, play a lot of music, and try to figure out what else we're going to do for the next damn 2 hours.
Yeah, man, as I said, y'all on the link, I'll put the link to a couple of people. If y'all out there, you know, just call in 563-999-3718. For me, so. Like that link, very important, Jay, you feel me? They be out there.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to post it now on my page, the flyer.
Okay, I had a throwback earlier, right? So I had changed my mind. And I started up that old group. Remember Guy?
Guy?
Yeah, Guy.
Yeah.
It was three. It was Teddy Riley, right? It was Aaron Hall and another gentleman.
What about it?
Name. So basically, man, I had a throwback on that song. Let me see if you, let me know if you remember it, all right?
Oh, all right.
Hold up, Carlos. Yo, the last album was great, but I just think we need to give him more on this one, man. We need to do one more song.
Hey, Terry, I think we need to just go and relax, chill with our girls today. Enjoy ourselves, man. Think about this business tomorrow. We got 14 songs.
I'm not going to argue. All right. I'm going to go home and write another song. Y'all tell me how y'all like it.
All right, man. All
right.
Yo, Aaron, man. You take care of yourself.
I'm going to stay and chill, man. You're
all right. All right.
Better.
So where were you when you first heard that song?
First of all, the delete that, don't never play that again. That the sound is terrible, man. Terrible,
yeah.
Terrible. Messed up the whole song. Very, 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 very bad. I think I see O number up there.
Yeah.
Owen.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
Hey, what's up? I thought that was
what's
it.
Up? What's up?
Oh, you just listening? I didn't know if you wanted to press one. I saw your number.
Oh, I was going to chime in. I just didn't have I was getting situated.
Oh, all right. We here.
All right.
Yeah, so we want you to read
that record right there, man, I don't really know where I was at, because, see, you would have to tell me the year.
Oh, okay.
But I know it had to be in the, '90s.
Yeah. Well, I know the first time I heard that song, my aunt live, Amanda's mother, that was like her soul. She loves Guy, man. And she always said, Andre, you look like Aaron Hall. He's like, Aaron Hall, he can already tell me that. Alright, so that's when I first heard Guy.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, they was the movement for a while.
Okay. So you heard that song. So do you think they believe in love? The song they were singing, do you think they believe what they were saying?
That's a good question. I don't know if they believe what they're saying, but I believe that when they sung it, they believed what they were saying.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, they sung it like that. I don't know, if they really, whoever wrote it or when they wrote it or whatever. But I believe when they sung it, then I believe they had to put, they had to put they all into it. All
right.
I'm trying to make a post. Wait a minute. Trying to put this shit on TikTok for people to call.
TikTok the waves right now, man. Everybody in the world is on TikTok.
I'm gonna take me a shot. I wasn't gonna drink tonight, but I think I am. You drinking? Ooh. What you doing?
Yeah, you know
what I'm doing. What you doing?
I'm over here in Space Mountain.
Yeah. Stimulating your mind.
Stimulating your mind. That's just Friday. That's Saturday.
Stimulating. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with stimulating your mind.
Hit me right back.
I'm putting the posters up everywhere. It's Instagram. All right, we'll be right back. We just killing time. We're gonna have some fun. Thank you.
Now, I believe what he said, he felt what he was going to do. Well, he meant that. Ain't no question, ain't wrong.
I believe that, too. I'm down in the store, man, getting me some snacks.
Definitely. I gotta go to the store after the show.
For real?
Yeah, man.
Well, I know you,
I ate some Burger King earlier, but nah.
Was it cold?
Yeah.
As usual.
I just wanted a real cheeseburger, like, with melted cheese. You feel me?
Like, I like the Whoppers, man.
Yeah, me too. But
how much, mommy?
I'm
good.
That's a good thing.
I'm with you.
They had in the store. Like, right by your house. I love that. Everywhere I move, I already make sure the store first thing.
Every time I move, I live on top of a store.
For real.
Yo.
Everywhere I live. Everywhere I lived on top of a store. I should have played a number, a lucky number.
Yeah, right?
I should have played a number.
4840.
I ain't going to say the number, though.
4840.
Yeah, they don't say numbers. Yeah, they don't say numbers around here. Yeah.
Not about that. Because tell them what happened yesterday to us. Me and Dre, we avid picket players. So we try to figure out numbers and shit and play them. And yesterday we was on the phone. I'm in the kitchen whipping something up, and he just happened to tell me 182 or some shit like that. And I tell him, yo, I used to mess with a female. That was her birthday, 128. So every time I see it or something, I'm going to play it. But I had already played my number.
Mm-hmm.
So, to my amazement, after my show last night, I passed out from drinking. When I woke up in the morning, first thing I do, check my number. I see 128. I'm happy as hell. I'm like, all right, Dre popped that. He bust that one wide open.
Yeah.
Next thing I know,
I told you, Jay, I was jogging down the street, and it just fell in my head. You know what I mean? 182, 30 times. It just popped in my head.
Yeah. He did say that. He said he was going to play it 30 times. Now, unless he just played it and don't want to tell me,
I wish, nigga. I wish. I'm not even at work right now. I'm not in touch. I'm paying off from work early.
Nah, I'm joking. If anything, he would have just said, oh, I hit it. Before he lied and said he didn't hit it, he probably would have said, I hit it one time, two times, three times. He ain't gonna just say he didn't hit it at all if he hit it. Oh, shit. Anyway,
so, yeah,
what else is going on?
That's why I'm going to say another guy here. Too much.
What else is going on, player? Huh?
I'm just chilling. I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling like a villain, man.
Oh, okay. What up? Oh, I know you was back live.
Yeah, I'm back in the biddy.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, like, bro, like, you got a trip coming up, right?
Huh?
You got a trip coming up. What's the first thing you're doing on your trip?
You know, I'm over silence, right?
Yeah, man.
So, Shadi, y'all covering for Shadi tonight?
Yeah. Shadi,
awesome. Gotcha.
Something like that. We Shadi couldn't make it. So, usually we might be brainstorming on a show, on a movie, on a book or something. I just said earlier, y'all, I think I'm going to do a podcast. My first initial podcast I was going to do a podcast on, and read excerpts from my books I wrote, and on the Andre Williams story and some of the other books I wrote. Then I kind of changed my mind. Dre was like, "Let's still do the podcast, man." It's like, all right, let's still do it.
Word.
So here we are. So I still might, if I drink enough, smoke enough, I'm still might read some of my books.
That's what I'm doing.
That's what we all doing.
Yo, Jay, what you think about Shannon Sharp joining First Take?
What's First Take? Which one is that?
The Stephen A. Was Stephen A. Smith the one that I was talking about? Remember, Undisputed.
I'm not a fan of Stephen A. or Shannon Sharp. I'm not a fan of neither one of them. Number one, I'm not a fan of Skip Bayless. Anyway, I'm not a fan of somebody talking about sports who never played sports. Now,
Shannon Sharp was one of the best tight ends in NFL history. Right? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Skip.
Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
Stephen A. and Skip, I'm talking about. I ain't fan of that. I mean, I know it's people who got reasons why maybe somebody with a disability, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking somebody with all five of their physical senses and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they want to sit up and talk about other people, critique other people on how they, what percentage they should be shooting a jump shot at, or what batting average they should have in baseball, or
right,
what completion percentage they should have in football. Like, I'm not with that. Like, you never played sports. Like, what is you talking about? You never played.
But, yeah, it's a lot of controversy going on with that. like, you know, skit and Shannon had some problems live on TV. And Shannon is catching the
word.
Like, head goes side to head. You know what I mean? Like, he's really a Shannon. Like, he got a bad temper. And for him to be being so corporate, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way he is, you know, him and Skipman did it wrong, so he had to leave. So now he's going over there by Stephen A.
And, so they're going to put Skip, Stephen A. going to push some buttons.
Skip, so I have Little Wayne as his partner. Now,
oh, yeah?
Two people that never played sports.
Oh, Wayne going to be doing it every week?
Yeah, the Skip.
I heard that.
Oh, no. When that start?
I'm not sure. But real soon. Before football season starts.
And it's already started.
And Richard Sherman gonna be there every day this day.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, that's gonna be some shit. Cause they had some problems. Richard Sherman told Skip exactly what you just said.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people have got on him and Stephen A. about that. But Stephen A., he know his stuff. You know, I just don't like them when they get down on people a lot. Like saying they should retire, or they don't deserve their salary, or how they should be playing. I just can't freak with that.
Yeah.
What you doing over there, Dre?
Going through YouTube, man. I'm seeing Canelo. I had an interview, and now what's the other name? Jermell. He's over here talking to Stephen A.
A word?
Yeah. So they're doing all this talking. And that fight night, ain't no talking.
Yeah, I don't really know much about neither one of them. I just knew I was rooting for Terrence Crawford against Spencer. I don't know much about Canelo and the twins.
Garcia?
No, the Jermell and Jamal.
Oh.
What's their last name?
Mm-hmm.
The last name? C-H-A-R-L-O?
Charlo.
Yeah.
Who's that? What's up, man? I ain't mad at you, man. You too.
Mm-hmm.
The Charlo brothers.
Charlo brothers.
It's crazy how that video went viral of the people, the black and white people fighting each other. Like the Bolton.
Oh, the river boat.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yo, so
man.
So who y'all think the highest paid and most talented fighter in today's time?
Right now?
Who is what?
Right. The most entertaining, the most talented, and the highest paid fighter of all of today's time.
It gotta be Javante. Crawford is the best fighter.
Yep.
Javante got the showmanship. Bud, he not a showman. Bud, just he not a talker. He just kick ass.
I'm telling Javante,
but you know,
dope, man.
Javante, he the real deal. Like, you know, he talk junk, he back it up. He a whole different breed. I fucks with him.
Javante hits you with that left. You going to sleep.
Yo, yeah, I say anybody coming from that neighborhood, they can't. They... it's the son of that neighborhood, they can't, bro.
Yeah. That's where he came from, right?
Yeah, I feel like Wilson Man could have been just as good, but I think he let the money get to his head and the entertainment get to his head. Ooh. He didn't want to listen. Ooh. That's why Adrian Burner. That's why Tank surpassed him. Yeah, that's why Tank surpassed him. You know, they were neck to neck. They were good. You know, yeah. and Mayweather, when Mayweather detached from Adrian, he went ahead and put Tank under the belt, because if you realize what Javante was doing early in the game, he was doing a lot of hanging out with Adrian, and he was picking up a lot of his bad habits. So I think once Mayweather detached from Burner, he got Tank away from that too, but Tank's still out here doing dumb shit. Then he could just get arrested, hit another female.
Yep.
He got woman problems. He another Mike Tyson, man.
Yeah. You know, they had me and Jason watching on another podcast, and it's funny how, like, you know, growing up and you see these groups on TV and you really don't know it's really a story behind all that thing. Like, you think they just go laughing and joking that phase or that phase. It's a whole monster behind there.
Yeah. They human just like us. They bleed, they cry. They laugh, they hurt, everything, just like us. Just imagine if you had $1 million or $1 billion, or if you was a celebrity. I mean, you know what they say, if you give an asshole, or somebody an asshole, and then they win $1 million, I mean, they still an asshole. They just an asshole with $1 million. You know? You can take the boy out the projects, but you can't take the projects out the boy. Zebra, whatever, never lose your stripes. All that other stuff.
Man, I had catfish for the first time.
Huh?
I had some Louisiana catfish for the first time, man. It was good.
Oh, man, why you want to do that to me, man? You know I love catfish, bro. That's all I catch when I go fishing is catfish, man. For real.
Yeah.
I love catfish.
It's like that's all they damn sell out. Everything is catfish, 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 catfish.
Yeah? How was it?
It was good.
Okay.
Yeah, got that nice Louisiana Cajun spice to it.
Louisiana cat. Wow.
Mhm.
Yeah, some football games on the day too.
Preseason. Yeah, I know they had They had a preseason game last week. NFL, Cleveland, and somebody else. How you think that
went
on some game? In Baltimore.
You said
Baltimore stacked this year.
Yeah, I heard it.
They got Odell. They got Jackson. And somebody else, another big player they got.
They got Odell Beckham?
Yep.
Who is that, you said? Baltimore?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm going to get Baltimore.
I know Saquon re-signed for a year contract with the Giants again.
Yup. They played him. They said they didn't have the money they wanted. They signed. And then the next day they gave an offensive guard like $90 million or some shit. Mm. They don't value running backs. They don't value running backs.
Mm-mm. Man, people want to see that scoreboard get running up.
Mm-hmm. Passing.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, everybody want to see everybody slam dunk in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Or hit home runs in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Knockouts in boxing, blood in MMA. That's the end of the world.
I want to hear some Mary. I want to hear some Mary.
What's the 411?
Share my world. What you got?
Coffee, that's what I want.
Coffee? I drink coffee every morning. I go all the way back to donut. Dairy, no. I want two cream, two caramels, and 10 sugars.
And 26 sugars.
Yeah, I only 10.
Well, if you had some coffee, you would hit diabetes, man.
That shit gonna catch up on him, watch. All that
sugar. Nah, I'm not like that. Look, God bless me. Hope nothing on me, but I don't eat like y'all eat. Y'all eat all the different types of foods, and I don't eat all that, and I don't eat a lot. And what y'all don't know is the way y'all getting sick is by keep eating all that stuff y'all eating. A gardener needs to eat all that food.
Man, look, if
you're
supposed
to eat to stay alive. You're supposed to eat to stay alive. Not eat to, like, the way you do.
What that got to do with you put 10 sugars in a coffee?
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm saying, like, you're saying, I'm going to get diabetes and things like that. Like, people get diseases because of the food they eat.
All right.
That's just my opinion. My own logic.
Like, I'm eating chips. I ain't supposed to be eating chips, but I'm eating them.
Yeah.
Because
then
you can't
have nothing. Yeah, I know. My grandma was like that.
What?
She can't eat salt. I can't eat.
I heard somebody say that today. I was at the store. I heard this guy yell out. He must have pulled up on his mother outside her house, and he was like, "Hey, Mom, what you doing? Hey, Mom, what you doing?" And I was jerked my head. I was looking at
bro.
He was looking at me. He was looking at me. I was looking at him. He probably was saying to me, he probably was saying in his mind, "What the hell is this guy looking at?" But what I was saying was, man, I would give anything to say that again. Hey, Mom, what you doing? I mean, that's what I was looking at. It caught me off guard. He probably never thought that in a million years. But that's what it was.
Yeah. You know what? He needed to hear somebody say that. And that I feel that was God's spirit, not you to tell that game.
Oh, yeah. I started to tell him, but he was shooting me in prison.
Yeah, that would change his whole prison.
That would change his whole demeanor, like right there.
Yep. But he probably needed that shit at that moment.
Yeah, you got it. I thought about it. I sure thought about it. Oh, man. I need a good horror movie, a good horror flick. You like horror movies, though?
on the head.
Oh, cooking. I hear them pots.
Uh-huh. Look, yo, how do we get the same no more?
Yeah, oh, man, no, they man. Not like they used to be.
Yeah. It's more supernatural. It's more supernatural type vibes.
Yeah, man. Y'all want some coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I gotcha. I drink espresso, though. I don't be drinking like regular coffee.
Oh, hell no.
I drink that real Spanish shit, man. That Bustelo, man.
Oh, that's the real coffee.
Bustelo.
That's that real coffee.
That's the new logo. Yeah, we got any callers, Drake?
Oh, we got...
people.
Yeah.
Got people on the line. People coming in and going, coming on and going out, coming on and going out. We probably boring them to death.
I know people got some shit to say about that show last night. That show was lit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that show was, I heard it was good. I'm standing like I wasn't here and shit.
Yeah, if anybody want to chime in, you know they got to press 1, so.
Yeah. If you're on that link, you got to hit that number, 563-999-3718. Hit it up. You know what it is. Any topic open, if you have your mind to talk about, you got here for a minute.
Let's talk about it.
Right now, you're going to go on to the track. You're going to go on to another song real quick. I let you know the topic about the song. This one man, Sean Bay.
Hey. Keep me together, say you keep me together, say the only thing you need, keep me together, yeah, you keep me together, I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever, but you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together, I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together, I'm trying to keep shit together, trying to keep shit together, I'm trying to keep us together, trying to keep us forever, trying to keep somebody lifting me up. You're the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I need you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hear me going, got you going with me. We only going together. We gon' keep on passing on them together. Here standing forever, but you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together, trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together, trying to keep us forever, trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever, trying to keep us forever. I keep the pieces together. I'm trying to tell you what's up, trying to push up my luck. Man, I remember looking back how everything used to suck. Used to run all these races and nobody keeping up. Nobody keep it's just up. You and this is me, this is how we gonna keep it. It's just you, it's just me, baby, it's our little secret. It's just you, it's just me, you just gotta agree. Nobody like you, nobody like me is where we supposed to be. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gon' be if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to get shit together. together. I'm trying to keep us together, trying to keep us forever, trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever, yeah.
Oh, we back. Oh, you still making the espresso? Oh, you disappeared. Dre, you there? Anyway, we filling it for the Let's Talk About It all show tonight. We're not really doing anything special. We just playing music and talking about whatever somebody want to talk about. Me, I'm Jay Sean. We got Nephew O.R. here somewhere and Dre somewhere digging up some questions.
What's up?
What's going on? You still making the espresso?
Yeah, man. It's almost done, man. I'm about to take this to the head.
So why you like espresso? Why you don't like regular coffee?
Man, like espresso is like the, you know how you got different types of steak and like the baby cow, the best part of the steak, the filet mignon. That's how espresso is. That's the meat. That's the centerpiece. Yeah. Drink that all day, every day.
I think Dre sent me something. Wait a minute. Let me see what this is. Wait a minute.
I just sent you. It's a list of questions about life. And I thought it was interesting. I thought it was really interesting. Yeah, just go around the table.
So this is, wait a minute, I'm trying to find something. This is about.
Yeah, it's still down. It's still over there. And you see questions.
Yo.
Like 1, 2, 3. What's up?
You still got my brother song?
What's the name of it?
It's a few of them. It Ain't Over.
Yeah, I'll check.
Oh, I see the question now. One of them say shit. Should I forgive people? That's a tough question.
I heard
question.
People say that. I heard somebody say, if I ask for forgiveness, I'm asking for me, not for you. So if I say forgiveness, I need you to forgive me. I need that from you. Unless it's not easy.
I don't know. It depends on what somebody do to you that determine the forgiveness with me. I'm not going to hold any grudges against you, or I'm not going to waste time hating you, because hate, that's burning too much energy. But depending on what you did to me, then I'll know whether or not I should forgive you. Or how many...
Bro.
What's that?
He's carrying that coffee up.
or how many times somebody did something to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a lot of times when people like, if something happened one time, it's a mistake. But if it keep happening over and over and over, see, it ain't a mistake anymore. It's deliberate. So.
Okay, who's at fault? You for staying there or the person that keep doing it?
I mean, you know me.
If you go to a store and something costs $3, right? But every time you give him $2, he let it go. Every time. Are you one day going to give him the $3?
I mean, I don't know too much of what that got to do with the question, but if I'm giving somebody $2, I'm just going to keep giving them $2.
All right, see? So that means, like, if I do something wrong for you, you got to forgive them. Because maybe who's to blame? So if the person's staying there and allowing it to happen for them, then they both at the blame. But the other one is the less, because if you see some opportunity, you're going to take it. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
That's what?
That's just my opinion. Is there another question?
Would I commit a crime if the judiciary wasn't a senior?
Would I commit a crime if I know I'm going to get in trouble, basically?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think everybody would say yeah. And it depends on the crime. As long as my crime didn't hurt people, I mean, I guess everybody would want to commit a crime.
We commit crimes every day.
Yeah, you're right.
Apparently in America, being black is a crime.
Y'all both grew up in church, right? You and Drake grew up in church. I knew that. You, how about you?
Yeah, I did. For sure.
Y'all both believe in the Ten Commandments, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Me too. But the
you
thing
sure
to be crazy is whatever, Ten Commandments. The thing is, when you think about it, like, both of y'all, Dre and O, y'all, you ever lied?
Yeah.
You, yeah. Dre?
Yeah.
You ever stole? You ever stole?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ever looked at a woman with lust in your mind and when you looked at a woman?
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, to believe in Ten Commandments, y'all, you just called yourself a lying, thieving, adulterer. So,
hey, listen, man. The flesh is weak, brother, and you can't. At the end of the day, God is not expecting you not to commit sins. Everybody's gonna die with a sinful flesh. I don't care how Christianated you consider yourself to be.
Oh, that's an excuse.
You can try. You can try.
That's a crutch for a lot of people, bro.
It's not a crutch.
It is, bro. I'm sorry.
You need to look at the history behind it. It ain't nobody, ain't nothing on this earth perfect. You're not going to die perfect, bro. To be perfect, like you literally, there's no perfect people. There's nothing perfect in this world.
In my world, it only one way to get to him. And tap dancing is not part of it. A commitment to God, right? Is the most important thing.
Dre, you're not making logic of what I'm saying, bro. Nobody on this earth is going to die with not, like, it's impossible. Nobody on this earth going to die without sin. At some point in your life, whether you become perfect near the end or perfect in the beginning, you're going to commit sins, bro. Nobody's going to die without sin. So what you thinking?
You mean without committing a sin? It's people going to die without sin. You mean without have committing a sin?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah.
By you saying that, what you saying is there's perfect people in this world. The only perfect person is God. And nothing be perfect. There's no perfect tree. There's no perfect car.
I didn't say nobody was perfect. I just asked you three questions, and you asked. You could have said no to them. You said yes to them. That's you. You could have said no. I didn't say nobody was perfect. I asked you three questions. Did you ever lie? I mean, do you lie?
Do you ever lie?
Do you steal? Do you look at a woman with lust? I'm not calling nobody.
No, I was phrasing that towards Trey.
Oh, I thought you were talking about what I said.
No.
I lied. I have lied. I have stolen shit. I look at women with lust.
You tap dancing, but at the same time, I mean, there's people that preach the word, as far as
you know, no one's perfect. You know, people are gonna sin, no matter if they still go there to go to heaven and things like that. That's what I thought you were talking about. Yeah, but, you know, it's like one way to get to heaven. You know what I'm saying?
The whole thing is, in all belief, you know, if you believe in Lord our Jesus Christ, you know what I'm saying, like. That's the way to heaven, like, in our belief. Like, it's not, you know, he already knows that you're going to sin. Like, the stuff you eat is sinning. The stuff you listen to is considered sinning. The stuff that you entertain can be sinning. So he knows you're going to sin. You're not going to die perfect. But if he sees that you're trying to do the right thing and you're trying to lead by his example, not your example, that's your way in there. You know what I'm saying? There ain't going to be no nigga at the door saying, nigga, you know, I got 500, nigga, let me get to the front of the line. There ain't going to be none of that. You know what I'm saying? So in all belief, you just got to, it's about believing in him, not being perfect. You have to believe in him. It's not about, oh, I'm going to be the perfect person, and one screw up, you're going to hell. And I can't stand Christians like that. I can't stand them. That sit there, and every time I'm at a titty bar, you going to hell, or you going? I'm like, man,
you young people.
Christians, boy. Christians send you to hell.
Religion is a concept that you know you really can't get into. Cause it's different types of
And it's like, and a believe it or not, you think about it, Dre. Like on some real shit, I believe in Christianity by faith and within my heart and within my soul, all day, every day. But how many people on this earth? And I kind of compare.
or not saying one religion is better than the other, but how many people on this earth going to sit up here and say, if somebody came to you and said, Jesus said, strap a bomb on yourself and blow yourself up or burn your house down, how many people think that's going to do that for Jesus? But the motherfuckers, them people in motherfucking Afghanistan and all that do that shit in a heartbeat in the name of Allah. So it's like, you know, everybody sit back and they talk about how driven their faith is. And I want to know if God came down, Jesus came down here right now and said, Dre, I want you to hang a noose over your neck and hang yourself in representation of me. You gonna do that? You gonna be quick to do that, or you gonna be questioning?
You don't know what he does.
See what I'm saying?
I don't want to get into that conversation page. That's like, I'm bad.
Hey, that's, I think they call them the suicide bombers, right? Other countries that strap bombs to themselves and then they blow up the enemy and then they kill themselves while doing it. But
I mean, I don't believe in that, but I'm just curious to know if Jesus was to walk this earth today and approach you and ask you to do something way out of your comfort zone, whether that's, do a replica of what he went through.
So what you're trying to tell me, if Jesus came down here and asked me, right, that was bound to your chest. This is what you're asking me at my age right now. Of all the years I've been alive, you're asking me, well, if God told me to come down here, put a bomb on my chest, and go kill his children?
No.
These terrorists go out here and kill people, but they kill other innocent people that did nothing to them, bro.
Look outside the box just a little bit.
In the name of, they believe in.
Yeah.
They believe in they're doing it for the person that teaches them that.
Look outside the box. It don't have to be to the extent of you putting a bomb strapped to your chest. That's not what I'm necessarily, maybe that's just a bad example. If God come down here, Jesus come down here and say, look, I want you to be homeless. You're a billionaire. And I want you to burn your house down, burn your car, and I want you to live homeless for the rest of your life. Give all your money away. What would you do if he asked you? Well, after I get over my shock moment, then yeah, I would do it. Personally,
okay. All right. What I'm trying to say is I'm not doing that. But
you said God. You said God. You can't say it.
We just hypothetically speaking, but I'm glad this ain't a weekly show, man, because I can't get a word in with y'all, man. I've been trying to say one thing. I'm just trying to say about what you said about them suicide bombers, you know, the ones that kill. That was a good point, too, though. What you said, but that was a good point what Dre said too, like they killing people they don't know. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is them people in Pakistan and Afghanistan and all them people who suicide bombers and they kill themselves to kill other people, and like Dre said, they taught to do that. Don't believe the hype.
don't believe that all them suicide bombers want to do that. They make you think that. All them people in them country who suicide bombers, they don't always want to do that. Maybe they stay in the army and their number was called to do that. You know what I mean? They back was pushed up against the wall to do that. I don't really think. Now some of them probably. You know what I mean? I mean, I would like to give a ratio of the odds, but I don't believe 10 out of 10 people want to kill themselves on behalf of Allah over there. You know what I mean? If you looked at that movie,
I think that's crazy. I don't believe in that.
It's a movie. I forgot the name of it. About it could have been the 9/11 movie. Maybe it's on. And one of the guys that was in the plane that had a bomb, not the ones that went to the New York, the ones that went to, I think, Boston or somewhere over there.
Yeah.
The guy that was a suicide bomber, he didn't even know. He didn't even know that was his the mission he was on. He was scared as hell.
Mm-hmm. See, the point I'm trying to make is very simple. All I'm trying to say is we have all of us that say, you know, everybody believe in something different. Okay, I know everybody not the same, but in my belief, I believe in Jesus Christ, right? My thing is that so many of us Christians that sit up here and say that we pro Jesus, we stand by him, we rock with him, we believe in him, right? My thing is, if it came push this show, what would you be, would you, if God, regardless of what he asked you to do, Jesus was to come down here, walk to your front door, come and sit and have a cup of coffee with you and say, this is what I need you to do. Not what I want you to do, but what I need you to do. You going to sit there and question him? Or you going to do it? Because I feel like 90% of us ain't going to do what he asking us to do without questions.
I mean, you got a certain amount of people. Yeah, it makes sense, but I think a lot of people going to question them anyway, because you got a certain amount of people in the world who, you know, you got atheists, people who don't believe in God, and then you got the people that, you know, people who consider that to be a mystery, you know, God to be a mystery. So,
well, I understand that. If you say that you believe in
somebody,
Jesus Christ,
I know somebody.
You
talking about somebody Christian? You talking about somebody Christianity? See, I don't really know much about Christianity. I really don't know much about it. But if Christianity and the God came down, and you believe in Christianity, and he asked you to do something, I guess you would have to do it.
Yeah, and if a lot of us isn't doing what we're taught now in our word, the Holy Bible, if a lot of us isn't following that verbatim now, what makes you think that a lot of us is going to do what he asked us to do if he was to come to us face to face?
So is God a white man or a black man?
I mean, I don't feel like God is of any race.
No, he's good.
So if he came down, the one you were just talking about, hypothetically speaking, if the one that came down here and asked you to give your life for somebody, whatever, if he was white, you would do it? Even though you don't believe that God is a color or whatever? Or what if a black man came down here and said he was God, wouldn't you do it? That's even better.
Well, the whole thing is, bro, that's going to be a powerful presence. You know, that ain't going to be a presence that you've ever felt before. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be something that...
Thank you. You just answered your own question. It would be a power that you ever felt before, right?
Yep.
So how would you even second guess during whatever that power is saying?
Yeah, but
what
people...
What even brain would you think about? Yeah,
he didn't.
I know
he didn't say he was
going to get dirt. You know what I'm saying?
He would do it. He said he would do it. He didn't say he was second guessing.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm
why are you questioning other people? if you can do it.
Oh, other people. Other people.
Yeah, why are you pressing other people to be able to do that?
Well, it was a hypothetical
But look, Dre, so that's the same thing as saying is that's the same thing as saying with the conscious and the subconscious, stuff like that. So you've been in arguments with females, right?
Yeah.
And you've been to the point where you want to wish bodily harm, like I wish I could kill this bee, or I wish I could stomp this, or I wish I could smack this girl or punch this girl, right? That's that
feeling, yeah.
That thought in your mind is that's kind of like a where that thought come from?
Anger.
Like evil thoughts. Right?
Yeah, evil thoughts.
But a thought is a strong presence too. Like your mind, is strong.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a strong presence.
Yeah.
Now, because what O's saying, if God came down here, you know what I mean? I think we all been in positions in our life where we felt that God came and talked to us before, and maybe even the devil. You know, it's just to the point, I guess, how you listen or how you react or whatever to it.
Yeah, that's kind of, you know, that conversation could go around in circles and circles. It's a whole lot of what is, you know?
Yeah. But
it's
real.
It's not a bad answer.
You're right.
I mean, I take that very seriously because I believe that I do believe yesterday as I was rolling down the street, I believe God actually gave me that number. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I really did miss a blessing yesterday. I truly do.
Oh.
Yeah, God always talk to you. It's all about if you hear it and how you hear it. And most of the time when you don't want to hear it.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the killer. They already get you. Yeah,
That religion topic get deep.
Yeah, real deep.
Yeah, it get deep. Sometimes people start yelling and screaming and arguing and shit. Behind when you talking religious talk anyway. I just try to live right and live good. Don't try to steal from nobody. Don't try to lie to nobody. I don't try to hurt people deliberately. Well, I just think you just got to live right, which ain't easy to do nowadays. with the world being the way it is and stuff like that. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
The number one best all time rap group at all time. They said it was Outkast. A lot of people was mad because they said it was Wu-Tang Clan.
Yo, you know what I hate?
What?
One thing that's becoming a major pet peeve of mine is we had these wonderful shows and discussions and topics, and people are quick to text you or call you and tell you what their comments are. And I'm like, why the fuck are you sitting up here calling me about this shit? Press one to say something on the damn show. Like, that shit is annoying.
Man,
I just had to tell somebody, yo, don't fucking call me no more asking me about a question that you need to be calling in and asking yourself.
Yo, they be doing that to you too?
Man, that shit is aggravating. I'm shy. Oh, I just didn't know. I didn't want to, man.
Oh, shit. Hey, yo, welcome to the club, man. I've been going through that for years, man. Like,
that's
an aggravating. Some people tell me about it, and some people will sit up and just, like, I'll put the topics out, and like they're for real. They'll text me all five topics and answers, like, and I'll be like, yo, I'll be like, just press one, you know. Then I'll be having females. A lot of females is good for that. They wanna, oh, topic two is this, and topic three is this, and this and that, and this and that, and it's be like, yo, just come on the show and press one. Like, what you afraid of? Like, really think about it. And this is what they don't do. What I'm getting ready to say right now. If you just if everybody just take 1 minute to think, what is the big deal about pressing one and coming on a podcast? What's the big deal? What could possibly happen? We don't know who you are. We don't know what you look like. That would be the best time to come out here and say whatever you wanted to say. But like O said, I know females, they be like, I'm shy. Shy of what? You at your house in your bed on a phone. Like, what possibly could, but see, you know what it is? That's what you call, wait a minute. That's what you call people who one-sided in the world. You know what I mean? They only think one way. You know, they never open Pandora's box. They always just think one way, and that's the way I'm going. And no matter which way you try to sway them, they're not going to do it. Because I'm going to tell you something. Because once, like me, it took me about 5 years of Dre telling me to do a podcast before I did it. Maybe more than 5 years, really, I want to say. And maybe 7 years ago he was telling me about it. But I was thinking one way. I was thinking closed-minded. Like, I was like, you know, I was into other stuff. I didn't take time to weigh the options and say, like, damn, you know, you're a good talker, Jay. You kind of, you know, you intelligent, you know what I mean? You got, you know a lot about, like, a different music and history and, you know, whatever else. I know a lot about, you know what I mean? Like, I never took the time out to think what I could contribute to a podcast. And there's people that be listening to these podcasts, they're smart as hell. I don't mean smart in, like, trigonometry. I mean smart in life lessons. It's people that listen to the podcast that done been through crazy divorce, done been bankrupt. Done been heartbroken. It's people on here who done committed crimes and murders and scams and stuff like that. You could do a lot for podcasts, and not only for podcasts. You could do a lot. You could do it. Sometimes you need to. When I wrote my first book, I never knew what that was going to do for me, because I had so much, everybody, you know, I tell a lot of stories, and everybody always like, you should write a book. But you think I'm the only one that got stories? It's people I know, and I'm from Patterson, you know, it's people in Patterson I know that done did 10 more things than bigger things than I did. And people that had hundreds and hundreds and thousands of more money and drove way better cars than me and done did a lot more crazier stuff than me. But, I mean, females and milk, I just don't know. Like, they naive to the fact, you know. And I mean, I don't know. It's just like, but then once you get involved in it, then you see how you know, it's like really talking on a, to me, really talking on a podcast. Is, I mean, yo, it's fun. You meeting yeah. different people, you talking about different things. I mean, I know my show on Friday. I mean, we all know my show get a little wild and crazy, but that's what my show is about. But don't get it twisted. We sneak some education in there every now and then. Even when we fighting on my show, you still getting educated things. You know what I mean? So, but no, I'm just piggybacking off of what you say. Oh, I hate that. For real, that's what you're talking about, a pet peeve. That's more than a pet peeve. You know what I mean? And I get it. Imagine me. I get it every day, all day. You know what I mean? Every day, all day. Yo, and you know what I mean? And I mean, it's just crazy like that, man. But, hey, on the flip side to that, at least you got somebody listening to you talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if they don't press one, at least you got somebody listening.
Dre, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Dre, did you ever find that song?
No.
Caller.
Yeah, hello, Jay Sean. How are you this fine day?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing, Mr.
Solutions? What's good?
Not too bad at all. Look, I want to make an overture or a suggestion to host a show to help women, good women, find good men and keep them. I mean, you could do it with me or someone like, I wrote her name down, Eva Dene. Am I pronouncing her name right? Eva Dene. Is that her?
Yvonne Dene. It took me a whole show to learn how to pronounce her name.
Yvonne Dene.
Yvonne.
Oh, man, now she spelled it. Okay, let's do this. And maybe it's someone else. I don't know if it's her or if she even wants to do this. But you should find a woman that's kind of balanced, and we'll talk about it because this is a big issue. And I've done this before, but I would like to – I'll use some biblical references. There are about three good references in the Bible, Old Testament, as to how to meet a partner. We can deal with Ruth, we can deal with Adam, and we can also Adam and Eve, and also we can deal with the great love story of Isaac, and I believe his wife was named, it's either Rachel or Rebecca. I'll double check on that. And in other words, just give some good foundation. I know most people have heard of Ruth and Boaz and how they met. I think that's a good prescription. And we'll even unpack that scripture that talks about he who finds a wife finds a good thing and is favored by the Lord. It means more than what most people might think it means at first blush. It doesn't exclude a woman from being definitely actively available, and also several of the examples don't exclude a woman from making the first approach. Now, that's directly out of the Bible. Also, we can deal with some modern examples of, you know, just what's practical. I don't particularly like the internet dating. I don't think that's, although some people use it, I think it's better to meet in person because that's what the two people are going to have to do anyway. And we can just I think those are some good methods. And also what I was thinking of, we can think of getting a matchmaker. Now, I like to nudge women in that direction because women usually don't like to spend money toward men. They'll spend money on a lot of other things. But I think a good man is the best asset a woman can ever acquire. What do you think about that statement? Do you think it's factual?
I'm glad I don't see no ladies on here yet. You know, they always get angry when you say that.
Hey, okay, but we can sidestep that. I don't really care about that. What I care about are results. But I'm saying, don't you think a good man is the best asset a woman may ever acquire? Is that a factual statement?
Well, I'm a man, so I gotta agree with that.
Okay. Fine. That's fine. That sort of gives it a double positive. But I mean, one could see that that's true just because it's factual, because it is true. But that's fine. That's acceptable, of course. So at any rate, just think about that, because I was, you know, I like to bring in resolutions and solutions to situations. And I'm going to just say one other point. You know, winter is coming, and the best situation for a man and a woman is to be with each other. And some of the financial information shows that particularly women are not going to be able to make it alone. They're not going to have that $1.9 to $2.4 million to last from age 65 to 85, you know, the 20 years of retirement life, as it were. So, you know, these are some definite and, I think, pithy things to talk about, substantive things to talk about, because a lot of women could improve their relationship condition if they just made a little bit more, I would say, intentional efforts.
Wow. Nobody else ain't got nothing to say?
Does anyone have anything to say?
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, well, most men are scared. Just understand. I understand the conditioning. I study cultures, cross culture, and our culture. Most men are scared. They're just scared to death, and they mask it behind other things. But it's a great deal of fear. And our society has pretty much put us in this condition, like Me Too-ism. I mean, men hear that, and it has an impact. So they are afraid to even address things that they know should be addressed. I'll give you a quick example. I was on a show, and I shared with men, because these men, and they're pretty, they seem like pretty upstanding men, good conversation. It doesn't get unruly. The thing is one of the men was lamenting the fact that there's a dearth of available men for his daughter, right? He's saying there's a scarcity of men for his daughter. And I came in and I said, there are about six of these men, six or seven. And I said, sir, that's not true. I said, but I will inform you of your daughter's best chances of getting a high-quality man. Number one, keep her body count low. Get rid of the tattoos and body piercing. High-value men do not want women that mar up their bodies with tattoos and piercings. Don't want – they're not taking women like that out to – meetings and what have you. So, but keeping their body count low, that's very important. And so I think the guy said he would not address that with his daughter. And I thought, you know, I had said, how immature on his part. Why wouldn't a father instruct his daughter to keep her body count low? Because that doesn't benefit the man that gets with her eventually. Whatever man gets with her does not appreciate right. her having been with a lot of men. And, in fact, some men have put it very cogently by saying, cheated on me before I met you. And women have said, well, what does that mean? They say, well, you know, you shouldn't have gone to bed with all those different guys. I mean, I like you, but I don't like the fact that you did that. And I'll just say this, and if you have any feedback, many times when women have multiple partners, that obstructs them from being able to pair bond. All of those different sexual encounters hurts her ability to really connect with one man in a stable relationship. And you, Jayshon, you know quite a bit about women.
Solution.
What do you think about that? Do you think
solution. When you guys when you was referencing the men being scary, who were you referencing to?
Well, that's most American men are terrified because, and let me just tell you a proof text of that. They never have any criticism of women. They're scared to death to criticize women. And let me just give you this one factoid. For any given year, there are hundreds of thousands of women in prison. So women are human. They do bad things. They have bad breath. They need to be treated like humans. Respect it, but treat it like humans. Criticize when they're wrong, praised when they're right, you know, and instructed to do better overall. So I would say most American men are terrified to address women. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel I would agree to that. You know, yeah. But shit, me personally, I don't have a problem telling a woman what time it is or what I don't like or what I'm not dealing with. So, yeah, I would agree that there is a lot of men out here that's scared to tell a woman how they really care. They think they're gonna lose the pussy.
You can be dead wrong. You can be dead wrong.
You are rare. Let me just comment. I'm sorry. What's your name, sir?
This Matthew O.
Matthew?
Nephew O.
I can't quite get that. I'm not hearing. Did you?
Nephew
what is
O.
It?
Nephew O. Nephew O.
Nephew O?
Nephew O. The letter O.
Okay, Nephew O. All right. Yeah, and I appreciate that. I appreciate your transparency because many men hide behind, you know, a lot of men do what we call dick measuring, and that's just being unnecessarily contentious, right? And so rather than admit their weakness, they kind of, you know, they'll go at another man because that's considered acceptable, you know. And so, yeah, so I appreciate that, Nephew O, because women need the guidance of men. They need that. And men need to be able to offer it. They can't be timid and intimidated by the culture into just being quiet. Because I'm going to tell you, the bottom line is this. I watch a lot of documentaries, shows that deal with crime and what have you. And so many times, excuse me, and this is the women across the board, because they think they're protected, they do things that really harm them. You can go on YouTube and see women getting tasered, uppercutted, just beaten down because they think that they're safe, and they're not.
You're making sense in some part of things, but I believe that men need women like that. Like, we have tough women in the world, right? Because I believe men have dulled them out so much that now there's just nothing to take it anymore. And then you add that on technology, and you add that on it being 2023. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things change in time.
had you finished?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe that's entirely true. But even if it is true, it needs to be rectified. Would you concur?
I mean, it's hard to change the future with the past. You know
well,
okay. If something changes, it changes. I don't think that's something you can bring back to answer your question.
Okay, but you would also be open to people who may have a different perspective on it than you, right, Andre?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right. And Andre, I'm glad you spoke up. I'll just say this to you. I was thinking about part of the conversation we had last evening. You mentioned that you had four baby mamas. Do I recall correctly?
Yeah.
Andre, I would just say to you, just man to man, I would verify that with a DNA test. Are you paying child support, if you don't mind my asking? You paying child support?
Huh?
Are you hold on just a second, somebody. Are you paying child support? Can you hear my question?
Yeah, I'm not having to.
I'm sorry, I can't discern
care.
What
you... I take care of my kids. I don't have to pay child support.
Okay, but are you exempt? See, I don't know your situation. That's the reason I'm addressing you. Your situation is a little bit unique because you told me, and I don't want to divulge anything you haven't already divulged publicly, but so you could not be taken to court like any other man and forced to pay a certain amount. Is that accurate or not?
I used to pay, had to pay, but I was taking care of my son. He turned 18. Mm-hmm. And after that, all my other kids, I never had a problem with the government or the state in my business. I took care of my kids.
Okay. Let me see. Now,
see, child support is for something, there's a disagreement between two people and something in between all that, and they need a third party to help them raise something that they, you know.
Well, it's a legal thing handled by the Kangaroo Family Court. But my concern is for you. I love men. And women. I don't like to see men get abused. And normally in family court, especially a man who doesn't have a lot of money. And even sometimes those too, but the courts are stacked against the men. Now, these four baby mamas, which you talked about, these are four separate women. You have four kids by four different women. Is that accurate?
No, I have five children.
By four different women?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would just say to you, out of concern for you, it doesn't impact me, so I'm a neutral party. But I would damn sure get that verified through a DNA test if you haven't already done it.
Right. But all that information that you know is...
Attention, everyone. You don't want to miss the Andre Williams story, an incredible tale of perseverance and triumph over adversity. Despite being diagnosed with muscular dystrophy at a young age and given only 12 years to live, Andre never lost his fighting spirit. His inspiring journey will leave you feeling motivated and uplifted. This amazing book is available now on Amazon for just $14.95.
Wow.
Don't miss your chance to be inspired by the incredible story of Andre Williams. Order your copy today.
Yeah.
All right, well, Andre, I'll just say this in closing, unless you have some feedback. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right, good. Well, money will motivate people to do a lot of things in this case, and you've heard of paternity fraud, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, if you haven't heard of it, you may want to look it up. But I would just make sure... There's nothing wrong with making sure, nothing at all. It doesn't hurt the child, anything. but it does give you valuable knowledge. Because what you told me was quite unusual.
Okay,
yeah, I'm sorry, go on.
So what, I want to know what part, I'm sorry, Jay, I'm sorry. What,
hold
what
up,
part,
huh? Let me,
what
let
part,
me say one thing.
What part?
I just want to say one thing.
Wait a minute, I don't think Andre got his question out. Would you allow him to do that?
Go ahead.
It's better if he finishes, then I say what I say. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to know, because I'm serious. At what part don't you believe that you could be in that?
When someone needs to mute just for a moment. Okay, go ahead, Andre. Try it again, sir.
I just wanted to know. What's the main thing that would make you think that the children were in denial? That
because of the numerosity, because that's a lot of. First of all, that's a lot of separate baby mamas. I mean, when you said that to me, I was a little bit stunned. I mean, I've heard of one, maybe two, but then you say four. I'm like, wow. I was just kind of stunned. I was taken aback. But since the number is so high, I would say, now, if you're satisfied with it, I mean, you have to live with it. But I know a lot of men, look up the definition of paternity fraud and deep pockets. Women, let me give you a statistic just quickly. The American Association of Blood Banks did a study of 300,000 births, and 10% of those kids were not those of the alleged fathers. You can look this up. It's take a pen, write this down. The American Blood Bank's testing for alleged fathers, or words to that effect. So that, and this was over 10 years ago. So the number could be even higher now.
You could call Jazzy and ask her.
Excuse me?
I was talking to Jay.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, that was just my concern for you. I want you to take care of yourself, but I don't want anyone to be stealing from you if it can be avoided. That's my concern.
Listen. Hey, all right, listen. This is funny for me, but what we're going to do, the show might cut off in a minute, so if it cut off, we're gonna make another link and come right back on. Because you know, Dre, we could do that, right, Dre? We could kill the link and make another link. Yeah, we might do that. But everybody know, me and Dre been close for a long time. We've been very business partners and friends. But this is something I'm saying, like, Mr. Solution, I think that you don't really know, but you might have taught Dre a lesson just now. I'm not talking about DNA tests and all that, which kids is mine and which kids is not, because I got eight kids, trust me. I got eight kids by seven baby mothers, and you don't got to act. You can tell me that. You ain't got to ask me twice. I only had a DNA test for four of them. I didn't have a DNA test for the other four, and I'm positive. Well, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that on the air, but all I will say is that I wouldn't mind taking a DNA test for each and every one of them. But you got some people who they just naturally believe that every time a female says she's pregnant, that is they baby, no matter what. Now, Dre kids look like him. I'm not going to say that, but I'm not talking about Dre. His kids look like him, but. The point I'm getting ready to try to make is that to Dre, see, he just learned a valuable lesson in life. Because you might say that down, you probably could say that down here in Patterson,
in Hackensack, Camden, West Philly, Washington, D.C., Atlanta. You could say that loud. Oh, I got five kids by four baby mothers. You know what I mean? And you say it with a badge of honor. You know what I mean? We have talked about that before.
Yeah. Okay.
But see, what we just heard from Mr. Solution is that every culture or every nationality or everybody that you say that to, it's not a badge of honor. It's a badge of honor for you. But to other people, they don't see it like that. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And you know, shit, like I said, I got eight kids. I know people like, damn, you know what I mean? But we just got a lesson,
it wasn't really a lesson to me because, I hold myself at a different type from other people. All of my children came from love. From having the rights that I grew up with, that's why it's needed to buy the book at $14.85 on Amazon, to get the hell of a story that led up to the four kids and five kids and four baby mothers. The story behind that. And until people stop judging things by its color, or the first thing they hear without their research, that's why you're in.
Did you take any DNA tests for any of your kids?
Yeah, two.
Oh, okay.
My oldest, after spitting in it, honey, I can't fake that if I wanted to. Andre.
That's a fact.
I took one for Andre, and Andre doesn't even look like me, and he's 99.8 on his father. And Jakeda, I got one for her. And Andrea, I said, you already know about that.
So every time a woman got pregnant by you, you didn't have not even a second thought in your mind that it might not be yours? Not even a thought?
No, because my lifestyle has always been, I never had a woman that lived in my area. None of my moms lived where I lived. So seeing no Keyshawn from down the street, Susie ain't lived down the street. You know, it was none of that. You know what I'm saying? They took tricks to Neverland. You know what I'm saying? I had a cake. I was doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? We fell in love, and we had a family. You know what I'm saying? It didn't work for different situations. As I said, growing up disabled, you don't even think you're going to smell pussy. You let to have a woman love you and hold you and teach you at the king you are with a disability. And it's without disability, I can't get that. You know what I'm saying? So,
Andre, I have a question when you finish.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you have any desire to marry either one of these women that you had a child with?
Of course. I had the luxury apartment. We had the car. We had everything. It just didn't work. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you one follow up question. Do you not think that is an abnormally high non-committal rate, especially when you have a child together?
If I think about other people's lives.
No. Just hear my complete question. Because, see, that's a life-altering situation. It's not like, you know, a person just having what we call sport fucking, just having sex. I mean, that actually resulted in a productive outcome, i.e. a child. And usually, you know, I've debated this, not with you per se, but I've debated this with men and said that, you know, what kids want is for their parents to be together. You know, kids are just naturally or inherently selfish. They want their parents to be together. I was trying to think of the name of this movie. Doggone it. I'll think of it in a minute. But these two people got married because it was Brolin, I believe Josh, not Josh Brolin, but his father, I believe. And I'll think of the net. I can't think of it because I'm trying to think of it. But at any rate, a marriage of convenience, that's it, marriage of convenience. That is a, Dre, and I'm just going to say something. Now, you may never have excavated this particular idea, but to have had children by four different women, four, and not marry either one of them, that speaks volumes to something. And I'll just leave it up to you to sort of uncover what that speaks to. But I wouldn't just sweep that under the rug. That's something I think that needs to be.
That's a miracle.
Well, in a way, it is.
Four women laid on that table and gave me five beautiful kids. Beautiful kids, smart kids, without a disability. God even blessed them without a disability and nothing.
Right. And you
so,
agree
yeah,
that kids...
You're right. It's a mirror.
You agree that kids don't care why their parents aren't apart. They just want them to be together, right? Hello?
Every family should be together. Everything should be together.
Right, okay, all right. Well,
work,
I just wanted to...
Sir. If it doesn't work, you can't make it work. You can't. Some people, I tell you how you can make it work.
This is the way to make it work. It turns into a marriage, into a business decision.
Now you guys are business partners. Now you're together, you're unhappy, you're cheating on each other. Come on, that's way too much. If you're not getting along, if our kids, we do what we have to do to make sure our kids are good.
Wait a minute, say that last part.
You and the mother have to do what you have to do to make sure the kids are good. So you don't stay in the same house if there's no love there. Who are you teaching your kids?
All right. Jayshon, I know your ears
yeah.
are up. Your spider sense is tingling. I think that's great show material, great learning opportunity. Just for general discussion. Not Andre's particular situation, but that situation in general. Because this is kind of unique. I've never really... discuss this to any great length. I mean, I've sort of cruised by it, but never really dealt with it directly. I'll leave it up to your brilliance to do what you might with it.
He's a whoremonger, a philanthropist.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
All right. Well, look. Those are my comments, and it's a standing invitation. Either you or a woman that you can find, a kind of balanced woman that can really discuss the issues, because I think this would be a great service to talk about how women who want a man can locate, connect with a good man, and stay in that relationship.
it sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Whether we could get a woman to listen, that'd be another thing. That'd be another problem, trying to get them to listen. I don't know about that.
Well, you know, I that's, if you can still hear me, sometimes it's important, as a speaker, sometimes you speak through a person to another person. And just like that show we're going to do on finances, now, it's my hope that some of the older people listen. Somebody needs to mute a little just for a moment. But if the older people don't listen, excuse me?
No, I think that's Omar cooking, I think.
Okay. If the older people don't listen, I don't really care, not a whole lot. But what I do care about is that they at least hear it enough to transmit it to their kids, because I'm going to recommend some books, like, for example, The Squirrel Manifesto by Rick Edelman. And, you know, that's to help kids, because the kids are going to have it tougher than we are. Oh, my. When you hear about Generation X and Generation Z, I mean, the baby boomers are catching hell, and they say we could be in a recession for the next 10 years. I mean, businesses are closing. People are being laid off like you wouldn't believe. There are supply chain shortages. I mean, it's getting pretty rough out there. So these kids are going to need all the, I would say, assets and information that they can muster, because it's going to be tough. A lot of our millennials have moved back in with their parents. Something like half of them, 40%, approaching half, have moved back in with their parents. They can't buy a house because of these high interest rates, right? These interest rates are, and the house is high. So when you get a high and expensive home and high interest rates, that makes it impossible. And they say the comfort level should be about 30% of one's revenue, but now people are paying in excess of half of their revenue. They don't have anything left to live on. So, and we'll go over, I'm going to go over the USDebtClock.org. I'm going to ask you particularly to pull that up. You may want to pull it up beforehand and just sort of preview it so you'll be familiar with it. USDebtClock.org, because that impacts us all. There's a lot of financial information right there. So, but that's what I'm concerned about, is that the young people have some, you know, tools in their toolbox to kind of cope with this stuff that we're passing on to them. You know, a young kid is strapped with thousands of dollars of debt at birth, and we'll talk about how that will ultimately impact them in their adult lives. So, you know, there's some good information to be dealt with.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so go to that. If you can pull it up, you can pull it up on your cell phone, U.S. Debt Clock. Andre, can you pull it up, usdebtclock.org, and just kind of get familiar with that particular instrument?
What is it, U.S. what?
It's usdebtclock.org. USDebtClock.org. And all your financial people in the know use that particular instrument. CFPs, Certified Financial Planners, accountants, tax attorneys, all of them are generally familiar with that.
Oh, I see it.
Did it come up for you?
Yes.
Yeah, usdebtclock.org. And just kind of, you know, when you put your cursor on those different ones, it'll tell you how they arrived at that figure. And just to look at one right now, we can go over it later. It says debt per person. I'll just deal with three quick items. Debt per person, right? You want to read that?
Wait a minute. I just see numbers.
Right, I know. But look at the number of, in the upper left-hand corner, it's to the right of U.S. national debt. And you'll see debt per person. It's in sort of small font. Do you see that? Debt per person.
Wait a minute.
It's right next to that big number. You see the large number, which is the national debt. And then if you just go a little bit to your right.
They got a couple of them. They got a couple of 1 second.
Okay.
They got a couple of them here. Okay,
Andre,
now when
do you
I
have, is Andre
when
still
I
on the line?
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, I have it. I'm not from Massachusetts.
Oh, you're not near you. Okay, all right. Well, yeah, if you look to the right, that first figure is the U.S. national debt, $32,712,661,000,000. And then you can see we're spending hundreds of thousands by the second.
Wow.
But it says, let me just read it. I'll go ahead. It says debt per person, right, per citizen, and then it says debt per taxpayer. You see those different figures. Now, the debt per person, that's divided among the entire U.S. population, which is like, 335 million. So that's a smaller figure. Then you shift over to debt per taxpayer. There are fewer taxpayers, so that amount goes up. That's 253,686. That's how much each taxpayer owes. And the worst figure I'm going to show you, there's just one other one, and that's debt to GDP. If you see that, where it's down, it's still in that gray area where the U.S. national debt is, but it says now, it says 119.13%. You see that U.S. federal debt to GDP ratio? Do you see that?
Wait a minute. Where is it out on the right side?
Well, it's in that little box. Everything that I'm talking about is in that little upper left-hand box, right? So if you go to the bottom of that little box, still in that box, though, but you see the black, you see it's kind of, you see white with the black background. You see that?
And which one did you say? Which one did you say?
Well, I'm looking at the U.S. federal debt to GDP ratio, gross domestic product. It's still
in. I see the U.S. federal spending, the U.S. federal budget deficit.
Okay, let me see where you are. U.S. federal spending. But stay in the gray. Stay in that gray box. The gray box in the left-hand corner. Come down a little bit. I see where you are. Just come down to where you see the black. It's bordered in black. It's white. It's outlined in white and bordered in black where it says, and it's in red, U.S. federal debt to GDP ratio. You see that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see it.
Okay, yeah. Now just shift to the right just a little bit, and you see 119.13%.
Yeah, it says now.
Right. That means we're broke as hell.
That means we broke as hell. That means we are
absolutely broke. And if you look at the other years, you can see where we did have we didn't have so much debt. We had more product than debt. But now you see we have only debt. In effect, you would call that bankrupt. But what I would do, you can see this is a useful tool. I would just kind of study this. When you put your cursor on the different numbers, if you look at the very top, you'll see that it will change, and it'll give you written information as to what that means, what your cursor is on.
Okay.
And you can just do that in the meantime. This is a good tool for you to use, period. You can use this at any time and then share it with someone else who is, you know, worthy. But this is a great tool. I would review the whole thing, but you can just start where we have left off right here. That's a good place to start. See how much debt you're in. This is what you owe as a citizen, and then you see what you owe as a taxpayer. You saw that, correct?
Oh, yeah, I'm scrolling all over.
Right, okay. Well, you can have fun with it. And then, like I say, share it with someone else because this is a very useful tool. I tell people sometimes, you know, I took two ladies out, and I paid for their dinner because they were worthy. They had done something for me in a business situation. And I took them to dinner, and I showed them this particular item. They pulled it up on their cell phones, and we had a great conversation, real substantive. They were amazed by, I mean, just the numbers themselves, you know. You can sit down with a glass of wine and just look this over.
And the numbers, they just steady moving all the time.
Well, yeah, because they're in real time. This is a real time event, and this is how much our government is spending, how much your state. It even tells you about various countries, I believe, how much in debt they are. But we have the largest debt. Bar none. But at any rate, we can pull this up. Now, that Miss, I'm going to say her name again, and I have to look at it each time. It's a pretty name, but it's not one that you're accustomed. Go ahead, say her name, Eva Dene, yeah. I'm sure she's familiar with this particular instrument.
Wow.
And she'll probably have a lot of informative things to say about it.
Yeah, it looked like it could mess around with this and really check it out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great. All right, well, look here. I've enjoyed it. We had a great conversation last night. You produced a really fantastic show. And some of those people, you were being a little bit hyperbolic, or I think you were being hyperbolic. You say that there are people who hate me. I would like to hear a few of them, and just I don't even have to respond to them if they don't want, but I would like to hear why they hate me. What have I said generate?
Well, trust me. I when I say hate, that's a hard word, but trust me when I say this. I told you plenty of times you got just as many people who like you that don't like you.
But see, I want everybody to like me.
I mean, hey,
I'm messing with you. I'm messing with you. But anyway, yeah. This is a phenomenal tool, and you're doing a good job. I appreciate your show. That's the reason I listen. So, you know, and you
thank
might
you,
have
thank
one
you,
of those
thank
health
you.
Shows again. You know, I heard
one a long time
ago. Go ahead. What?
Yeah, he used to be. Yeah, we used to have one. I'm trying to find a health show. I'm trying to find a health show and really, I want a religious show too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, that's important. We need to feed the soul. But I'll tell you this. What happened with some of the CFPs, that stands for Certified Financial Planner, and they are considered the creme de la creme. They're like the neurosurgeons in medicines. They're kind of the gods. They're at the top. They're at the apex of the pyramid. One of the things that they were doing is they were making a lot of money for their clients, right? But their clients were dying. Their clients were dying. So they felt compelled to start incorporating good health measures in order to keep their clients alive so that they could enjoy the money that the CFPs had helped produce for them. Because it doesn't do any good if you have all this money and you're pushing up daisies. So CFPs now have health-related segments in their financial production because they want the people to be healthy. They have doctors that will come on, dietitians, nutritionists, holistic practitioners. It's amazing. So they've attempted to become a one-stop shop, and it makes a lot of sense when one thinks about it. Because health and wealth go together.
Sure does.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, sir. Well, I'll catch you on the next event, and you have a phenomenal evening. And you too, Andre. I don't know if you're still listening or not.
And your show is at Tuesday at 8 o'clock with Yvonne Janae, right?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask you one more time. Okay, say her name again.
I pronounce it Yvonne Janae, but I don't know if I'm saying it right. But I call her Yvonne Janae. That's what I call her, Yvonne Janae. I would love to just call her Eva, but she doesn't like that. So
right, she insists on making us say the whole beautiful thing. All right, well, that sounds good, and we'll talk next time. You have a great evening.
Okay. Or night.
All right,
you too. All right, bye bye. Hello.
Yeah.
You ever think about getting a DNA test for? Yo, that shit, I was smoking. That shit had me laughing like crazy. I couldn't stop laughing, man. Because he just came out of nowhere with that. Like, out of nowhere. Like, he just came out of nowhere with that. Like,
that's it, right?
That was funny. I ain't gonna lie. That was funny, bro. That was very funny. The way he just came out, he was smooth with it. Like, he was just smooth with it. Like, yo, have you ever thought about getting a DNA test? Like, you thinking like I'm thinking, like he's saying that maybe because you disabled. Like, that's what you thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But he wasn't even because you. I heard you when you asked him what made you say that. But he wasn't even talking about it like that. He was just talking about it in general. Huh?
Hell yeah. He was trying to talk for it.
He was talking about that in general.
Yeah.
That was funny, man. I needed that. That was a good laugh.
I'm about to hang out these motherfuckers. Don't put my numbers in.
For real?
Yeah. What time is it?
Like going out at night. 10:01.
I'm putting my shirt with you because it's Saturday night. You hear me? Everybody's gone to the. It's Saturday night. Everybody's gone to the liquor store. That's been a lot of trick for you. You want to be out of here?
Hello?
No. Are you out of here?
I'm here.
I said, are you out
of
here?
I'm here. Out where?
He's still on the podcast.
He's still on.
He's still alive.
Yo.
We not live, but we still on. Hey, Mr. Solution Funny, right, O?
Yeah. I'm about to swerve, man. I got a fucking thing to be cool real quick.
Those are your numbers, man.
Huh?
That's what you gotta do, buddy.
Yes, sir. I got church in the morning.
Yeah. I don't think you are going to.
But all right, bro, we'll get up.
All right, bro. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah. Funny how things change, huh? I remember the time.
Girl, it's been so long since we've been together.
I guess that grass ain't greener, huh? They never leave, but you spare me a regret and you left me in the dream. Oh my God, you can't be. That's what you're me. Everything is worth me. Everything is worth me. You know you left me hurting. I'm just hurting. I can keep it going. I'll drift to my sleep. No food I can't eat. No truth I can't speak. Can't sleep. Never wait. Let me go. What's up with me? Give you all my love. And half the time, you ain't even right. Nothing best for me. And now I'm in my zone trying to find the rest of me. I turn around and you say it's time to rest me. You don't wanna hurt no more. I don't wanna hurt no more. It's a fan, it's a whoop, what we've been waiting for. Running in the name, I'm getting to your name. And you need to get to date. Me and him, we're in the frame, huh?
Girl, it's been so long. Since we've been together.
Get enough of our man. One sip.
Heart rate trippy, no, not trippy. Tell me the air, it's a slow, slow feeling. Don't like the taste of mommy, don't chew it. You don't run to open your door, I'll come through it. Treatment, it's a terror, it makes me feel through it. I raise in the air, this nut, you know it's it. You see my face, the dust, you see my feeling. I'm waiting for my love, I don't need to do it.
was already attacked. This is a new jury. Can't talk to a dog or a pigeon face. I'm not to attack, it don't make no sense. Can't watch it, I'm a dirt, but I'm ready to race. And most cases are teacher, who are breaking down the rules. Fucking me, I'm praying that this ain't a girl. If I can see it on the side, I open a girl. Can't stand it to my girl in the eyes of another girl. Cause I know how to play, girl.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's Tyro Bennett here, showing you the new Hugo Natural Cognac Hated, right? And inside we have our satin lining, and there's an all-in-one. So definitely want to get right here. Now, always make sure the thing is right in the middle.
Strict. on the cut.
Everything changes. Yeah. line it up across the gym. Don't focus too much on how it looks. You know, you want to pick this side and hold it a bit. It's a right thing. Put it over your head. Make sure that the screen. Pull it down to like the bottom of your eyes and hold it up. And then make sure that, you know, around your ear. So that, you put it both in. So there's nothing left there. Why did it not? You have two different sides with two different lengths. You're going to start with the long side. You want to just like stretch it like this. But see how I'm doing it super tight? I'm just doing it super tight to show y'all that it's supposed to be like in the circular motion. You don't want to do it that way. Do it very lightly, very loosely. So get to like not the complete end, but pretty close to it. Right here. Wrap it around. Showing a bit around, and because this side is longer, you don't want to wrap it wrong way. So wrap around once, get it down through the side, three times. Push it back a little bit. This might be a little too long, then through the fourth. Now, you want to do the side. But because this side is shorter, this is a 10. Wrap it around, and you want to just like stretch some of your eyes, and that's all you need. This one, it's more of like a rectangle shape. It's a rectangle. Put it over your head. Make sure that they align. And pull it down to like the bottom of your eyes. Then fold it up. Around your ear. Put it back. You put it on both of them. Should have two different sides with two different lengths. This one is short, this one long as well. If you start with the long side, you just like press it like this.
I'm sure I'll work.
Doing it super tight. I'm just doing it super tight to show y'all that it's supposed to be like in the circular motion. You don't want to do it that way. Like, do it very lightly, very loosely. So get some like not the complete end, but pretty close to the right part of the knee. This one, it's more of like a rectangle shape. You can't really get a whole game for it. It's a rectangle. Put it over your head. Make sure that they align. You know, then pull it down to like the bottom of your eyes, and then fold it up. And then make sure that, you know, it's going around your ear. From the back, from the book. So there's nothing left there. This one, it's more of like a rectangle shape.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, yo. Yo.
Pull it down to like the bottom of your eyes, then fold it up, and then make sure that, you know, it's going around your ear. So that, you pull the book. So there's nothing left there. Make a box. Oh, you should have two different sides with two different lengths. You put a short. It's probably taller than me. It's more of like a rectangle shape.
I'm painting from last week. Painting from last week.
Over your head. Make sure that they align. Put it down to like the bottom of your eyes, and then fold it up. And then make sure that, you know, it's around your ear. From that, you put the book in.
Right. Give me, 6-2-4. 6-2-4.
Yo.
Do that to me, Baltimore. You see that? What do you get? A whole run? Damn. What? Killing people.